Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is June the 1st, 2020. Matthew 5:9 says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." As I sit here on my back porch, scrolling through social media, I'm amazed at what I saw. I saw a man attempting to protect his business from being looted. He was attacked by several. He was beaten with a skateboard. He was broken and bloody, maybe beat to death. Someone filmed it. Many participated. How can this be happening? I watched the other day as George Floyd was detained. Through the cries of, "I can't breathe," no one stepped up to help. How? Why? What's going on? What's going on? I'm broken. I'm sick to my stomach. How can they beat a man to death in the middle of the street and no one help? How can police officers be surrounded and beaten by rioters? How can people watch and film as a man is being, through the screams of "I can't breathe," being detained, and we watch him die? I've sit and pondered what to say since I watched the death of the unarmed black man on the street. I don't want to say the wrong thing. I think about a conversation I had a few years ago with a young man who was a counselor at camp. I discussed with him about things that I knew nothing about social injustice, about unequal sentences, and just unequal sentences, jail sentences, and so forth, and just so much of this social injustice that I had no idea of. And now we are watching these tragedies associated with the death of George Floyd. What can we do? How can we help? You know, we as Christians, we are to view these things through a biblical worldview. We're to view these things through the eyes of Christ, and we should be responding as Christ would respond. What would he see as he sees these atrocities? Which side would he be on? Well, we can begin by understanding that not everyone has the same experience in life as we have. What may seem to us as, "Well, that's not even possible in our life situation," may be possible for another. We're all in this together, but we're not all in the same boat. I heard that quote concerning the coronavirus. I think it applies in this situation also. Life is not the same for all people. We need to understand that. Second, we can do as the verse we discussed instructs us. We can be a peacemaker. We can try every way possible to make peace. And remember this, that being a peacemaker does not mean that we should only act when there is a conflict. We should work to keep the peace. We should seek things that make for peace. We should take up the cause of those who are less fortunate or those that don't have a voice. We should try to be their voice. We should work in ways that would resolve conflict before it happens. Third, we can understand what Derwin Gray, and I'm reading from a quote from someone else, Derwin L. Gray, in his book, The Good Life Book, has this chapter. Rodney King was a victim of police brutality, said, "Can't we all just get along?" Based on the observation of humanity, the answer is no. We can't all just get along because animosity between people is so strong. We can see the animosity between the police and the minority communities. We can see the animosity between Republicans and Democrats. We can see the animosity between different ethnic groups in America. We experience animosity in our own families. And on a global scale, animosity touches every inch of this planet. It's everywhere. Understand that animosity exists. And this is exactly where Satan wants us. He wants us full of animosity. He wants us hating one another. He wants us divided. Remember, divide and conquer. He wants us divided so he can defeat us. So understand that animosity exists. And then look for that animosity in your life and try to find ways to change that animosity. Then I think about the story of Naaman in the Bible. This really stuck to me. I read the story of Naaman in Brother Mark Reed's Bible Story this morning, and the attitude of the little servant girl struck me as what is needed for us today. Naaman had leprosy. He needed healing. Who would help him? His little servant girl. She became a slave after Naaman destroyed her family, probably killing them all. Instead of hoping that Naaman died from his sickness, she loved him. She helped him find healing. We should be more like that little servant girl. We should seek the healing of those who are perceived to be our enemy. Instead of looking at someone and saying, "They're my enemy," we should be looking at them through the eyes of love and finding a way to make a difference and make a change in their life, to make their circumstances, to make their situation better. Instead of hating them, instead of pushing them down, and instead of pushing them away, we should be finding ways to love them. We should be trying for ways to help them be healed in their situation, to make them better. You know, we should be a peacemaker in our lives. Blessed are the peacemakers. But I might ask, where are the peacemakers? Are you a peacemaker? Do you seek the things that make for peace? Or are you always looking for a way to cause trouble, to stir up trouble, to build on trouble that's already there? We would be so much better off if we would look to be a peacemaker. Where are they? I pray that you'll be encouraged to be a peacemaker today. Lord, as I come to you in prayer, I ask you to forgive our sin. Lord, forgive the racism and the hatred in our hearts. Lord, forgive us of our pride, which causes us to see ourselves as superior to others. Lord, I pray that you would help us to see the need to be a peacemaker. Lord, so many have lost so much. We need Jesus. Be merciful to us. Help us to find a way to resolve these issues that we're facing today. Help us to depend upon you, because we know your truth will make the difference. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Till tomorrow, Pastor Mark, signing off.